my dear children. Welcome to an exciting new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara, where we are listening to the new adventures of Draco the Friendly Dragon. We have traveled in time within the story to reach modern times, where 13-year-old Ayan, his sister Alina, and their best friend Samir have just reached a massive castle. They met their uncle Kabir here, who told them that Ayan and Alina belong to a magical family whose main task is to maintain the harmony between humans and nature. He also told them that they get their magical powers from a dragon. So let's find out what happens next in the story. The three children slept well despite all the excitement they'd had the previous night. They were quite exhausted and the sleep was much required. Although they still had a number of questions, all of them had instinctively realized that Uncle Kabir was telling them the truth and they felt safe and comfortable with him. The house itself, they realized, was magical in some sense, or perhaps enchanted. The previous evening, after they had finished eating, the plates of food had disappeared silently without anyone having to do anything. Even their beds had seemed freshly made, and when they had gone to their rooms the previous night, each of them had found their personal belongings laid out neatly for them. The children awoke to a beautiful morning. They had a lovely view of the garden and the forest beyond it through the windows in their rooms. After getting dressed, they all met downstairs in the hall where they had spent the previous evening. Although there was no trace of Uncle Kabir, there were platters of food laid out for breakfast for the children to eat. Excited and hungry at the same time, they sat down to eat amidst much excited chatter. This was the first time that little Alina had slept in a room all alone by herself, and yet she seemed absolutely fine with it. In fact, she told Ayan that she had liked it and looked forward to sleeping on her own from now. She wasn't a baby anymore. Ayan smiled at his sister indulgently and thought how brave she had become. Samir, as usual, ate everything that was on the table, starting from omelets to cereal to muffins to fruits to jello. He tasted and he ate it all. By the time the children had finished their breakfast, Uncle Kabir came to the hall as well. They didn't even realize when he popped up behind them, and his cheerful hello startled them a little bit. But he joined them for breakfast, although he didn't eat much. Once the food was cleared away, Uncle Kabir sat them down to continue the narrative from the previous evening. He started where he had left off.
The first thing you have to know is that our family has been doing this for the past 5,000 years. We have been guardians of a lot of secrets and protectors of a lot of powers related to the greatest dragon of those times, who was called Draco. At the same time, Draco had an older brother, in fact, a twin older brother called Fireball, who was bent on ruling over the world. Draco gave his life to protect the world from Fireball's cruelty, and we in turn are the protectors of Draco's inheritance and legacy. At that time, one of our earliest known ancestors, King Abhi, was the first dragon rider. He and Draco were joined as one entity, and they used to ride together through the skies and were extremely powerful. We are not completely sure whether Fireball had also bonded with another dragon rider, but we know for sure that he had been saved by a powerful sorcerer called Hora the Horrible, and he owed Hora his life debt. Adar, children, is basically Hora's descendant, and therefore he likes to call himself Adar the Horrible, just like Hora was called Hora the Horrible. We believe that in ancient times, Draco and Fireball had a huge war where they were helped by King Abhi and Hora the Horrible. In fact, there was another great sorceress called Enu the Wise who was on Draco's side, but we know very little about her. In the great war that took place at that time, many humans and animals died to protect the world from Fireball's and Hora's terrible clutches.
Uncle Kabir took a deep breath as he came to the end of his narrative. The children were still trying to understand everything that he had said, but Ayan's eyes were shining with excitement.
I understand those were ancient times and there were no pictures or photographs of these times. But it would have been amazing to see and meet all of those characters. Draco, King Abhi, Enu, even Hora the Horrible and Fireball.
Uncle Kabir looked at Ayan curiously and said,
"You know something, Ayan? You may actually get part of your wish. Dragons are supposed to be immortal, and at one time there is usually a single dragon that protects the world. But in Draco and Fireball's case, they were always at war with each other, and that conflict was never resolved. As a result, our family over the last 5,000 years believes that Draco is not yet dead. In fact, the same applies to Fireball as well, because if they had truly died, there should have been another dragon in their place, or our power should have died as well, because dragons are the source of all magic in the world."
Ayan's eyes grew as wide as saucers. What was Uncle Kabir saying? That Draco was alive and that they could maybe meet him? This was unimaginable. Meeting a real live dragon, how could it be? Uncle Kabir must have sensed the questions running through Ayan's mind because he answered him.
"We are a family of dragon riders and have special magical powers. But similarly, Adar has special magical powers as well. My father, my grandfather, and now me, we all believe that we have to find Draco and revive him because he is definitely not dead. Otherwise, we could not have had magical abilities. Similarly, I also fear that Adar is looking for Fireball as well, or maybe he might have already found him because his powers have been growing really fast, especially over the last 2 years. I believe that he has either found Fireball or is close to finding him because I have never seen him as powerful as he is now. That's why we need to find Draco as well, and that's why I need you and Alina by my side. Your father refused to join our family quest and walked away, leaving me all alone to continue this because he feared for your and your mother's safety. I respected his decision and never forced him to join me. But after learning about your parents' deaths, I knew that you both would be safer with me than away at the orphanage. But you must join the family quest, Ayan and Alina, and help find Draco so that we can fight the war against Adar the Horrible together and maintain peace and harmony here on Earth."
The children stared at Uncle Kabir. It was a big decision that they had to make. Were they ready to join his quest, which was clearly extremely dangerous? Ayan worried about little Alina and thought that she was too young to be involved in any such matters. But surprisingly, it was Alina who asked the next question.
"Uncle Kabir, if you were so worried about us and knew that we were in the orphanage, why didn't you come to get us? Why did you make us spend a year over there?
Uncle Kabir looked embarrassed and ashamed, and he looked down at his feet. Was there yet another mystery that needed to be solved here? And children, this is where we come to the end of today's episode. We will continue Draco's story the next time when we meet on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Please send me a message and tell me what you think so far. I'll see you next time. Until then, take care and bye-bye.